You hear that story the other day? We mentioned it, and I wanted to talk to the people behind it. And I think we will now. That Geneva company, Geneva, Illinois, that shocked its employees. They said, for every year of service, your Thanksgiving bonus will be $2,500. If you're relatively new, you've been there a couple years, $5,000. You've been there 10 years, you got enough money for a new car. And the math goes on like that, right? FONA, F-O-N-A, International, is the name of this company. And Joe Slawik is the founder and CEO of that company. Hey, Joe, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
So you got a lot of applications since the news broke? Do a lot of people want to go work for your company now?
I'm not quite sure about the applications, but I certainly know we got a lot of goodwill since this story broke, John.
Well, you have a couple hundred employees, right?
Yes, we employ about 225 people. 70 are scientists, 70 are in production, 70 in offices in general, and kind of a unusual business. We manufacture food ingredients. We manufacture the flavors that go into a food product, a candy bar, a breakfast cereal, a beverage, and we just make that small part of the food product.
Give me an example. So what have I had that you guys make that I found delicious?
Well, certainly, while our customers like keeping who does what for them, but you know, if you chew gum, if you have breakfast cereal, if you have a cake mix, if you have an energy beverage, people like us, if it's not us, develop just that portion of the product to create the flavor system. And so confections, cereals, beverages, even things like cough syrups that are flavored, children's cough syrups.
Man, yeah, I never thought about it that way. You know, I figure if you're making breakfast cereal or cough syrup, you make breakfast cereal or cough syrup. But you've got to, kind of like an automobile, maybe farm out some of the production. And so you're the guy that does the flavoring for those things, huh?
That is correct. So companies, the research centers of, say, General Mills or Kellogg's or Wrigley would contact our scientists, and they would begin together to test variations with consumers.
Do you then have a bunch of people with white lab coats at a long table tasting orange or cherry flavoring for something and everybody trying to figure out what's the best version of that?
That is correct. And then inviting consumers in who will confirm that we have a good system.
Yeah, right. How interesting. I guess there's some measure of subjectivity. Maybe ultimately the client would decide, but who knows? You may think this cherry cough syrup tastes great, and I may think it tastes like bark, right?
Exactly. That's what, and that's why just the research, their research labs, our scientists always have to bring consumers in.
Yeah. So are you guys a privately held company then there in Geneva?
We are. We're a family-owned private company here in Geneva.
Wow. I suppose folks in Geneva, I mean, I've been through there many times. It's a lovely town. I didn't know you were there, and you employ 225 people. It sounds like pretty good paying jobs if 70 of them are scientists working on this, huh?
I think we've been good to our people. We also, just this month, Fortune magazine named us the number one mid-size company to work for in America in the Great Places to Work survey.
Yeah, and nice place, Geneva, Illinois, too. So then, what's the tradition for this bonus that made the news this week? You always give a bonus?
We do, and we still actually, we were doing financial planning. We already had accrued all, and we had a great year, thank you, God, great year, and much to everyone's surprise, and all our bonuses were accrued. We do give a Thanksgiving gift to people normally, and that was accrued, and so financially, we were planning because we would have had to make investments. You can either pay tax or you can invest in equipment or other tax-like decisions. When I think there was sort of a, you know, a heavenly stroke that we could actually give it to our people instead of buying pieces of equipment from next year's budget and pulling them ahead.
So I have a question about that, because there's a, there was a story about this in, I think it was the Daily Herald, and you said something that I thought, I've never heard a CEO or an owner of a company say this before. You're kind of walking up to that. Let me get to that in a minute. Joe Slawik is the founder and CEO of Fona International. Do you say Fona, or do you spell it out when you do the name of your company, Joe?
No, it's actually Fona. That's our name that's common in the industry, John.
And what is that, an acronym? Does that stand for something?
When we first began the business, we made the marketing mistake back in the 80s of calling ourselves Flavors of North America. It was too long for anyone to stay with, and it kind of self-abbreviated to Call Joe at Fona. And so it sort of created itself, and then we rebranded ourselves 20 years ago to Fona.
So today, Fona is this successful flavorings company in the United States that maybe you or I didn't know much about, but successful enough and maybe smart enough, certainly generous enough, that they bonus their employees at Thanksgiving. This year, $2,500 per year of service. So what was the amount then that the average employee got?
Well, we had to do the math. When we, 225 employees, we had to do the research to kind of work through it. We had, in our minds, we were going to buy a piece of equipment worth $7.1 million called a spray dryer that encapsulates flavorings and pull it up from next year ahead of time. But we asked that question, well, what if we gave it to our employees? It turned out there were 1,900 years of service in the organization. So 225 employees in the 1,900. I guess the average tenure would be about 9 years. And from that calculation, we tried $1,000. That didn't do it. We tried $2,000. That didn't do it. Finally, at $2,500, we were able to get to that amount where we could, instead of buying the spray dryer, reward our people.
That was go ahead, Joe. Keep talking.
Yeah, no, I would just say, you know, everybody's grateful to their employees. My wife and I are, you know, entering the fourth quarters of our lives. We've had a great run. Everybody's grateful to their people, but I think we sometimes miss that we're actually indebted to our people. They're the ones who got us here. And in some way, we were trying to become less indebted to them. And so we got to the same tax place by creating that $2,500 per year of service. And yes, you know, I went to business school, and I know the sentence shouldn't be there. We actually made too much money. I don't think it ever, you know, I guess you'd say that never happens. But this year it happened, and we didn't want to waste that opportunity.
Yes, well, you said tax. So would there have been a tax advantage to you to spend $7 million on equipment, and would you get the same tax advantage if you just gave it to your employees? Is that what you're
correct
saying?
Correct. Yeah, yeah. Correct. There would be accelerated depreciation for equipment of that size, assuming we could get it installed this year. But it was just, as my wife and I entered the first quarter of our, you know, fourth quarter of our lives, if we're not going to do it now, when, you know? And so we wanted to settle up.
So some people got, if I'd been there 20 years times 2,500, that's, what is that, $50,000 or $45,000. That's some people were literally getting that as a bonus then, huh?
And that would be true. We had, for example, production people, maybe with 25 years in some cases or more. Senior people who, that would have been 62.5. For a salesperson, maybe that'd be a nice compensation year. But for a production person, I think it was, they had to pull out their calculators in disbelief, John.
No kidding. I guess you released that as a video for everybody. Is that what you all did?
We were on, our people, because of COVID, watched either online, working from home, or from their workstations or from their departments. And we gave that news as a surprise via sort of a Microsoft Teams call.
Fona International in Geneva, Illinois, makes flavorings. All right. Well, I'm definitely applying for a job. And and by the way, forget the money. That just sounds like kind of interesting work anyway. Do the customers come to you like, hey, we're doing a new cereal and we need butterscotch? Or do you guys go out to the marketplace and say, hey, we've just come up with a new pumpkin spice. You ought to try this. How does that work for you?
Well, John, funny you mentioned pumpkin spice because it's very popular. And it actually, we have existing relationships with, for example, confection industry, the beverage industry and things. So it's a little of both. Sometimes they're calling us, but for most of the time, we're interacting, our sales team and our technical teams are interacting with their product development people.
Maybe I would just go to the tasting room, although I'm not sure because some stuff maybe I wouldn't like. Maybe I don't want to taste stuff that wouldn't be delicious. I want to taste delicious stuff. If you need somebody to taste delicious stuff, I will happily do that, Joe.
Well, please stop by when you're out here and we'll try to have something delicious for you.
Joe Slawick is the founder and CEO of Fona International. Nice to talk to you, Joe. Well done, sir.
Thank you for the honor of being on your show, John.
There he goes.